Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today, and we are live. Thank you so much. I haven't seen you in a while. Only Inca 7 live coming to your production studio. How's everyone doing today? Thank you very much for joining me live on the Blog Talk Oracle Divination Network, as well as on my Spreaker. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to make sure I'm on a Spreaker. I can't see if you're on or not. All right. We're going to dance off the next week. Woo! Here we go. All right now. All right now, slow down now, come on now. It's cold outside. You see, I got my scarf on, I'm ready to rock, I'm ready to roll. DJ Omi's in the house. Come on and join me in my new studio, production studio. Soon to be theatrical drama as well. If you're out there and you want to say something, come on in. You ought to be able to say something. If you're out there in Blog Talk radio station, come on in. Make that phone call. Make that phone call. You are a free person. Be live. I don't know what time it is. Yes, I'm talking stuff this evening. Yes, got something to talk to you about. Woo! Check it out, check it out, check it out. All right, we're working it out. That's my workout song. I should have been up walking around. How's everybody doing? Thank you so much for joining me. And I don't know if this is off or not, but we're going to put it on because we want to be heard today. This is your illustrious host, Omi Inca 7 Live. Excited about it. It's a new year. We're starting up the new year right. Ladies and gentlemen, the topic again for this particular season is, are you listening? Let me tell you about how some things can have you perturbed and stop you from living well. Actually cause you to age more. Are you aging well? All that's going on in our little world, we got to talk about it. Oh, yeah, we got to do something. We got to participate and let everyone know that we are. So, what on, Mark? What is going on? What is up with these people? You know, people committing crimes, heinous crimes right in the White House, and then they're trying to bury somebody else while they're committing their crimes and their families participate. And and their whole family, and they try to bury Trump, quickly burying him, trying to get him impeached, trying to bring the walls down on the man. But you see how God works? He works in mysterious ways, ladies and gentlemen. All the time, bury him. And he has been the one that's done the most for the black folks. They're unappreciative around here talking about, ooh, I'm glad they got Trump. No, you better be careful about who you're talking about they're glad they got, because Trump may not be the evil one in the end. He may be the evil one. But I want to say, we're hearing impeachment all around. We're just hearing the term impeachment. And we're getting scared because we know when Trump came in office, they wanted to impeach him. And as he on his way out, they thought we use the same game to impeach him, to get him out, to get him up. So he'll be offering up those votes, trying to do something wrong. But you know what? Like I said, God worked in mysterious ways. The very one you thought that was going to fall in that hole, somebody else is down that dark hole. Well, let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. You know that's what this show is all about. You know, we are black men. If we don't say what's on our hands dirty, we can stand back, but we're going to say something. We're going to talk on it. Oh, yes, we're going to talk on it, because a lot of us are researchers. We do our homework, and we participate and listen to what's going on. It's hiding. Biden and Hunter Biden putting stuff under the rug and pushing up under the rug, firing people so they won't say nothing. Don't you say nothing. You better shut your mouth. You better shut up, else we're going to fire you if you say anything about Hunter Biden. Don't you say nothing about Hunter Biden. Now they got him so protected that they thought that it was going to go away and that nobody would see it. It would penetrate. But Lord have mercy. Put it under the rug and think that it ain't so smell. After a while, even that boo-boo started. You know, a grown man boo's going to start. Hunter Biden was sad. Not only was he involved, he pulled in his uncles and aunts and gave them credit cards, and they were even pulling up the money. Can you imagine making $50,000, $80,000 a month? Would you possibly be? You have to be an expert. You have to have a CPA. You have to be money when you don't have the skills to go with it. Now, the whole bottom fell out. When the company he did go to work for, that company ended up having to fold for corruption. They end up calling the company out. See, when God can get you, he'll get somebody else to put the light on you. Now look at the light shining on Biden and Hunter Biden. Look at the light shining in on his auntie, his uncle, his mother, and all his family who had access to those credit cards. And look at the fact that he's being charged with, or they're looking into and researching, did he sell any of our secrets to China or to Ukraine? He's got a bigger issue to worry about. But yeah, we need to be impeached, and God turned that thing around. You know, Trump must be doing something good. He must have done enough good for people that God didn't forget about him. He turned it around, and they wanted to make like that all of those scumbags who were over there fighting at the White House and shooting and killing, they wanted to make it look like Trump was behind that, but that wasn't his thing. You know that man ain't that low that he gonna go low to the ground. How low can you go? That ain't his style. And nobody could see in his speech what he perpetrated and encouraged those people to go and tear up the Capitol. Nobody could see it. Now we're live, ladies and gentlemen, here, and we're going to talk about it because got away with the Hunter Biden name, all was protected because they didn't want them to investigate it. But see how God did that? They fired that man and told him, don't you touch my Hunter Biden. Don't you say nothing about Hunter Biden. And even though they pulled him out, fired him, they still found out that God shined the light on Hunter Biden's dirt. Dirt got revealed. You ain't going to do no dirt out here and think it's going to be covered up. You know, there's a lot of folks on now, trying to intimidate people, trying to make them tremble, trying to mess with your world. A lot of these companies are calling you, trying to tell you stuff to make your world shake. But don't let them do it to you. There's a lot more people doing dirt that are not getting recognized. And finally, the real criminal has the light shining on him. Now they got to define what's impeachment and what do you have to do? What common law do you have to break in order to be a candidate for impeachment? My question is, how is it that you can work both sides of the country, your side in the state and China? Money will make a person do some crazy things. Don't you know you're going to have to get up from that dream? Don't you know that your dirt is going to be revealed? And then you can't get on TV and start bragging about the do, about telling people, you can't get no $2 million, you won't get no money here. And you telling people about the money that you exchange for secrets and information. And you talk and you brag. No, you can't do that. You can't. That's how we got to radio and blog. You can call in and talk about it. You can call in and tell all me about it, okay? And don't be afraid to call in to talk. And that number is 319-527-6060. Call in and talk about it. Boy, my God, we got out of the hot water, and now we get into the sprinkling cold water. And now somebody tell me, is impeachment on its way for our brand new president? Who is the victim that's going to be impeached? Well, there's no impeachment out of Trump. That's over with. They found him. They were trying to impeach him without the evidence. They were going to send that man up the river without the evidence. They had no evidence to present. They just was going to throw the dirt on him and kill the man, bury the man, and thought that everybody would agree with it because they thought nobody liked Trump. But apparently, Trump got a few friends out there. Apparently, believe you me, he know the black people what they want to hear. When it comes to him and want to listen about help for our people, the speaker, he's not a mealy with Joe Biden. We got problems. He, on the first 100 days in his office, he is talking about creating laws that will unite our Senate and our refugees back to their parents. And then after 2 or 3 years, they're getting their green card, they're getting their citizenship. Come on now, that is the issue for our country. And then they're making it like we must do something about right away. Come on, they're on whatever, they're over their country, and they're burning up on us. Taxpayers of them, and you make that your highest priority. You can't do that. You got to look at other things. Now, who's looking at the corona? Who's looking at whether that is doing any good? Anybody taking any statistics out here? Everybody, they said, try to now, give it out briefer. vaccine. How low can you go? It sounds like you're trying to convince you to get themselves on the even gift stuff, calling you in to get those shots. Well, somebody to check up on the aftermath of those shots. It's not a side effect. Okay? You still got to talk to us about reparation. And don't try to over-smooth it. They're talking about these refugees. No, they can wait. They're not interested. You're creating a problem for us. And that's what you're doing. Are you bringing them in because you need their vote and you want to be sure that the Spanish oh, no. Not at our expense. We, because you should. You're sitting on probation, and they're slipping the change into weight. Some of them are being a weight against the refugees, but they sure can't take our place. And that's what's happening. They're taking up a good opportunity. Now, they're talking about moving the wall. Other construction workers that were contracted to clean that wall, there has been money paid out for those construction workers, and they've ordered supplies. So how are you going to stop in the middle of the game and discontinue that project with that wall? You need that wall so you won't have no more refugees coming in. Now, we need to put a foot down about that. Leave that wall alone that is worth it. You out there who are not walking, somebody's gonna catch you sleeping. I want you to wake up because right now is the time that we don't have to do nothing. Just stand there and talk about it because that's their war over there. They're fighting it out. And now you got Biden hiding behind all of this stuff and he don't want to talk about it. But look who's making him talk about his own people. They're going into the courtrooms and they're pressing him for a conversation. And Hunter Biden is going to stand up and testify to what he did. And Father cannot hide him behind him. He will have to also confess. Now, this thing started back in 2014. This has gone way back. And Trump said that they have been aspiring to overthrow his election, and all of this is started in China. We have no problems to deal with China after that caused the coronavirus. In our case, now we over there selling our secret to them, giving them information. No, you got to chastise your son. I don't know what you said. Will not be fit to run this office unless your son. And then give the people how and why all this undermining went on of the United States. During this segment, we're going to be able to let you come in and you can call in to our radio station at 319-527-6060, and you can talk to the host with the mostest. And if you want to say anything about discussion about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, you can call in and give us some information. Now, as I said, this show has been around for over 11 years, and I am pleading to someone who doesn't have a way of life. And I didn't said church home, if you don't have a way of life and you want somebody to fellowship with, you want somebody to touch and agree with, then go and come to us on the Oracle Divination Network and become a member. We will be happy to have you on our team, a part of our group. We have over 100 people that have been with us for 11 years that we have been networking with. If you would like to be a part of this platform, schedule to come out on the platform, as long as it's pertaining to something that is spiritual or clairvoyant, or something that pertains to clairvoyant information, and then you can let me know and I'll have you scheduled to use the platform. Once again, I am family oriented. This show was made up by Jimmy Harvey and Maddie Roof. Maddie Roof has gone on to be with the ancestors. She used to greet you guys with the right hand of fellowship, and she used to also pray for the families. She transitioned this year, and she went on to meet her maker. I do miss her a bit. I know in one of my shows that I did on Facebook, her hand was over my chest, and you could see the skeleton in one of the videos where she was actually hugging me as I was on the show. And everybody kept saying, do you see that? What is that? It looks like a ghost. And all I could think of it was her coming to visit me in the spirit. If you don't believe in spirit now, you'll be believing in spirit pretty soon. I'm sure you will. Our phone number here is 319-527-6060. Why don't you call in? And thank you so much for joining me. This is your Omi Inca 7, and this is Oracle Divination Network. And for those friends of mine who I haven't seen out there, how are you? And thank you so much for being my friend. Why don't you give me the two thumbs up and tell somebody that Omi's on the air. Let somebody know that I am here trying to bring everything to you live. And you want to work it out with me? Come on, let's work it out. Sunday. Production studio. This is your illustrious host, Omienka 7, and while we're on Spreaker, we can now on our just on our blog talk and on YouTube. YouTube friends, how are you out there? Give me the thumbs up. Tell a friend, tell a foe that I'm on the air. I'd like for you to become my friend. I don't need another friend. I need more followers. So go on out and sign up to become a follower. And for those of you who don't know who I am your illustrious host. I am here to serve you. Okay, and for some of you that are theatrical buffs, go out and check out my repertoire of many different theatrical plays. We did complete plays on the airway, and we're going to get back into that. We're going to get back into the story reading. My children enjoyed the story hour, and I had stories for adults, too. So we're going to have some more help, because the old lady do need to have a partner to do this with. If any of you are likely dramatic in nature and like to do plays and like to read, please do look me up and let me know, because I can be your sponsor and bring you on board. As I told you, we're going to be going out into the community, and we're going to be doing the theatrical part of it by interviewing people in their habitats as the weather gets better, finding people that are out and about in the community. And I'm going to take my gear with me. I'm going to get up by the stuffy house and take my gear with me so that I can interview you. What you thinking? I want to know what you thinking. Okay?
Iowa Jing. I am your illustrious host, Omeika 7. We've been on Blog Talk for over 11 years now. We've gone from Care to Read to Oracle Read and then to Oracle Divination Network. So we've been around a while, and we have lots and lots of good friends that we can call on. I'm going to be calling on some of those followers to see if they would like to come on my show and take over. I'm really beckoning for those spiritual individuals that are Babalaws, Apethibis, that are Orishas, that are priests or priestesses. This is an organization for membership. It's free of charge, and it allows you to access our platform. It allows you to participate and write and leave some of your materials, deposit here, and it shows what it is you do, your portfolio, and then we will introduce you as your healer, as your clairvoyant. If you are dealing with alchemy or have gifts and you want to talk about them and you can't talk about them in your church home, you're welcome to come here and make this your place of residence. It is a way of life. It is not a church, so please don't come here acting like we have to pass the plate and collect donations. This is not one of those places you come and deposit yourself here and everything is private. You don't want to carry somebody's information out there in the street, but it is certainly a place you can come and feel wanted and feel like you belong. We try to create the environment of a family. So we're not backbiting each other, talking about each other, getting in confrontations with each other, in competition. No, this is a spiritual room. This is where the spiritualists are. And we're very spiritualists. We will pick up on whether or not you're kicking up dirt or treating the tail and dumping trash into their intestines. We'd like for you to keep the gossiping away. We'd like for you to come and get stronger in your spirit. We do a lot of fun things in here, theatrical drama. We do musicals. We even do poetry slams. Oh, believe you me, in 11 years, we've done all kinds of things. And you can go through my repertoire and listen to some of those podcasts on demand. And you'll find that they were rather funny. We did do an opening ceremony initially when I had my brother and sister here. We did our rituals. We did our opening of the doors of the church and right hand of fellowship and meditation. You thought you were coming into a church in reality, and that's what it became. It was church for a lot of us. It was a sedative for me when I went through my divorce. It became an actual tool that I could use to offset some of the pressure and the stress. Some of you possibly have listened to some of our on-demand plays and stories. You can go out and listen to them. But I do want you to become a member, because we are. There is no fee. There will never be a fee. We're not here to make money. We're here to build institutions. So we work with parent resource centers, and we help individuals to establish their own parent resource centers. We have our CDs that you can actually utilize to show you how to walk through the steps of opening up your own parent self-directed resource center for your family to set up your curriculum for your children. So we do build schools right there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. When Polly Williams was on the scene, we were exercising our choice rights. We set up a school right there on North Avenue, and our children and our teachers were trained under me to become early childhood teachers to work with these children. So we are an oriented school, and we're going to be putting more interest into our dramatic drama and also our broadcast and teaching people about how to use videotape equipment, how to record, so that our young people are not only talented in play, but they learn how to use the equipment as well. I come from a background of working with marketing research, also working with the video recording and the taping. So the technical skill I've gotten, I've worked with a couple of young men who taught me how to use the equipment, and I also used the camera when I was in college and taking photography. So a lot of young people need to learn how to use the mics and set up the recording system so they can go out in the community and do some real work. So that's what we're going to be doing this spring. And I hope you're available to be a part of that with us. And I hope to connect with us. As I said, that we are Oracle Divination Network. We are in the net, and we would love for you to come. We're not the new kids on the block anymore. We've been around. Go 7 Live here, and I'm here on YouTube as well as on Blog Talk Network. If you would like to meet some more spiritual people, not necessarily go to church, but you'd like to meet some spiritual people, talk about spiritual things, talk about clairvoyant things, and talk about how you have the ability to see into the lives of your loved ones and share your gifts with someone else and tell them they can do it too. God is no respected person. And this is a spiritual room, and we want more people to become spiritual. We were teaching for a while, teaching you the preparations for priesthood and for priestesshood. And we have quite a few tapes that are on recording that you can go back and take a listen to and be a part of a spiritual team and a group. And for those of you who are not getting to the reading room, yes, we are readers here. We don't read all the time. We teach you how to read so that you won't be begging for us to do a reading. We show you how to read for your loved ones and yourself and show you that it's a gift that we give to you. Once again, here we go. Show Oracle Divination Network. This is the place to come and to park your feet. We are spiritualists here and we invite you to come and demonstrate your spirituality. If you want to talk more about joining our membership, we will do the group with the Right Hand Fellowship. We'll talk to you more about IFA and give you information about our house. A house we had up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and hopefully soon we're thinking about getting another house. So for those of you who would like to fellowship and who would like to be up under Baba Laws and would like for someone to have their hand in your life and help lead you towards a spiritual walk, a spiritual journey, then we would definitely welcome you. And you can go out on the website and read about the role of the Peti Bee, of an Inyala Day, of a priest or priestess, and Baba Law. About this, I've done many videotapes. I was initiated by Chief Metahoshi Zanu Wali. He is the swamp priest. He was my mentor up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He actually spent time training me the Right Hand of Fellowship. He is from Gary, Indiana. And he chose me to spend time with, to teach and to train and to initiate. So I am an initiated priestess. I'm not actively working in the field, but I do work with my family. Don't ask me to do a reading. I'll teach you how to do your own reading and how to throw OB. I have been featured on Facebook Live doing the Day Lagoon reading. It might still be out there, I don't know, but it was a full-blown course. And for those of you who don't know yourself, just come in and spend some time with us and find out who you are and who your mother's spirit is, okay? You definitely want to do that. You want to make sure you know who your mother's spirit is. And we know that we've already passed through the summer, and I'm going to play this song, End of the Summer. It's always good. All right. I mentioned the anchor because we ought to anchor ourselves into something. And my soul is anchored in the Lord. My soul is anchored in the Lord. My soul is anchored in the Lord. To anchor your soul, whether it be in Buddhism, Islam, find somewhere to anchor your soul. Well, God doesn't want our religion. He wants our commitment. He wants our relationship with Him. So give Him your relationship. Spend some time with Him to know the Lord. He, she, or it has placed spirit upon your head. He can never leave you, or he, she, or it can never leave you because they're anchored within you. And ladies and gentlemen, much longer. We're going to give out that phone number again, 319-527-6060. If you are interested in calling in on our hotline to say something, please do so before we go off the air. But we're getting ready to wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready to wrap it up. And we're getting ready to take it to the limit. So let's life, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go out of here with a bang. We're going to go out of here with a bang. Yes, we are. Thank you so much.